We're on Samecheyom and Beis at the bottom. Shmas Mino Ein Misadrin Lebalchov. Since it says that Rabbi Akiva told this guy, you're going to sell your hair and you're going to pay your wife for ksuba, even if you have to sell your hair, so you see you're not misadir to a balchov by the ksuba at least. What's that mean? There's a halacha by Erechin. A person says a neder erki olai. So we don't take everything he has. We give him those things that are necessary for his livelihood. Don't take his house. We don't take his bed. We don't take his clay umnas. And then what's left, then we decide if he has the money to pay this or not. And if whatever he has, that's what he gives. That's by Erchid. By a Balchov, we don't do that. Right? A Balchov, ain't Misadin Balchov, it's Machlokas. Right? Person owes somebody money. And they have to sell their house, sell their bed, sell their clay umnas to pay it up. So we're not Misadir, and that person has to pay that debt no matter what. And same thing over here. You have to sell your hair. Let's call, you're going to have to do that too. If we're Misadir Lechora, then we give him the basic necessities of life. So Omar of Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, no, it doesn't mean that. Lomar, She'ein Mekarin Shtar Ksuba. No, we do give him the basic necessities. But what it means is that we're not going to, by Erech, and the halacha is, that's it, he's finished, doesn't have to pay anything more. Whatever's left, he has. Over here, he's not out of the debt. He'll get more property, he'll have to pay in the future. We don't tear up the shtar. So the debt still stands. But in Achanami, we could take off the basic living things first before he has to pay the debt, but that doesn't exempt him from paying the rest of the debt ever. He has to, that's what it means. If you're going to end up selling your hair to what's it called, to eat, that's not going to exempt you from paying the ksuba. You get more knisloch and the chasm, you have to pay the rest of it too. You're never going to be potter until you finish paying it off. Rashi. Shema mino ein misadrin lebalchov, kolomer, the hakol gov mimena. We take everything from it. The nosin lebalchov, and we give it to the person who owns the debt. When it comes to Erechin, we leave him his tools of his trade, because that he needs to make a living. Umita, he could leave him his bed, umapitz, vishulchan, and his table, umazin, lamed yom, and enough food to exist on 30 days. And whatever's left after that, we take for the Erechin. Even if you will give her everything, you have nothing to eat except from selling your hair. Right? That doesn't exempt you now from paying more. The debt still stands. And you'll eventually, if you'll get more nechasim, you'll win the lottery or something, or somebody will die and leave you a yerusha, you're going to have to pay her the ksuba. The istamri ain misadrin lebalchov ain osim lo seder shulchius. I don't understand. Somebody can tell me. I don't understand what this is different than the first part. It's just explaining the word misadrin, but Rashi didn't explain the word misadrin, because before maybe ain misadrin means we don't not collect everything from him, but here Rashi says some say ain misadrin lebalchov ain osim lo seder shulchius. That's just what we said before. We don't give him an order of priorities. We don't leave him what the chachamim were misader by Erechin. The chor is the same thing the Rashi said before. Somebody can explain this. I looked, nobody says anything. I don't know exactly what the difference is between the first part of Rashi and the last part of Rashi. That's the Isti Amri. Right here. Okay. I don't know. Okay. Look into it. Okay. Mishnah. Poschim biyomim tovim uveshabosos. Right. What's it called? What happened is like this. The guy made a nether that he's not going to eat meat, or he's not going to eat, and it comes out that the time that he made the nether included some Shabbos and Yontif. So we tell him, if you would have known that Shabbos and Yontif is included in these 30 days that you assured yourself, would you have made the nether? He says no. Right? Brishon hayu omrim osun hayom mutarim ushar kol hayom masurim. So then we exempt the Shabbos and Yontif from the nether. But the rest of the days, in the beginning, they said that the rest of the days the nether holds. Ad shebor Rabbi Akiva v'limeit sha'neder shehuter mechlalo huter kulo, or huter miktsoso huter kulo. A nether that part of it, if you made the nether, and there's one thing, I'm making a nether for 30 days not to eat meat, and part of those 30 days is Shabbos and Yontif. And he said, if you realize Shabbos and Yontif, not going to eat meat. And then he said, no, if I would have thought about it, that the tachets, including Shabbos and Yontif, would have made the nether. So originally they said, so Shabbos and Yontif is excluded, and the nether is chal on the other days. Until Rabbi Akiva came along and said, no, nether, either it's all or nothing. You made a nether for 30 days. If it can't be a nether for 30 days, it's not a nether. So the whole nether is bottle. Ketzer, Omer konim sheni nehenu lekulchem. Another case where nether shehuter miktsasa huter kulo. Guy made a nether, I'm not being nehenu from all of you. Right? Huter echad mehen huter kulo. So if one of them became mutter, is mutter nether for one, then all of them become mutter, because it's not the nether anymore. The nether was all of you. Now it's not all of you anymore. Sheini nehenu lezeh, ulezeh huter arishon huter kulo. If he said, I'm not going to be nehenu from you, or you, or you, so then each one is totally in the next one. Number two is also because of number one, number three because of number two, and number two because of number one. So if the first one became mutter, they all fall away, because they're all dependent on him. You, and you, and you. So if the first one becomes mutter, they all become mutter through him. Hutter ha'achram, if the last one became mutter, or anyone after the first one, only the ones after that one are mutter. And if it's the last one, there's nobody after him, so he becomes mutter, and everybody before him is usher, because he didn't make the nether all of you. He made it separate, but separate that they depend, the ones who come later depend on the one who came before. Hutur ha'achron ha'achron mutter v'kulam asurim. And hutur ha'en tsoi he'menu l'mata mutter he'menu l'mala usher. The middle one, everybody after him is dependent on him, and everybody before him is not dependent on him. Shani nehenu lezeh korban ulezeh korban tzrichin pesach lelechava. But if he said, I'm not nehenu from you separately and you separately as a korban, then each one's a separate entity themselves. Each one needs their own heter. Nobody's dependent on each other. Konim yayin shani toin shayayin rala meyayin. Guys, I'm not going to drink wine because wine is bad for your digestive system. Amrulova halo amiyushin lofa meyayim. Old wine is good for your stomach. Huter bemiyushin v'lomiyushin v'ad huter el b'chol hayayim. Since he made a blanket all wine, and some wine now becomes mutter, because I never meant that. I only thought wine is bad for your digestive system. And now I found out that old wine is good. So not only is he mutter with the old wine, he's mutter all wine, because the nether part of it was bottle, the whole thing's bottle. Konim botzol shani toim. I'm not going to eat onions. Shabosel ralalev. Onions are bad for the heart. Amrulo v'havo kufri yofalev. That kind of onion is good for your heart. Hutter b'kufri v'lo b'kufri b'vad hutter ela b'chol ha'betzolim. Mai sohoya v'itiru remeir b'chol ha'betzolim. Right? Now is he mutter in that kufri, but since he made the nether a blanket, all onions, and now not all onions are asr, so no onions are asr. Right? Rabbi Meir, why? Alright, exactly, because Neder Shehutur, so we'll see what Rabbi Meir is going to be. Okay, Rashi. Osan ayom yom tovim uveshaboso shebehem mutter, ushari mos hashona osir. Hutur arishon hutur lekulon, kedo kim the perik dalad nedorim shetolin kulon barisho. Here, what's it called? All the nedorim he was told in the first guy. Omar shani nehen lezek korban ulezek korban trichem pesach lechol echad ve'echad afa bishomer kol tanoso besoch kedei dibor. Since he separated them and made each one a separate nether, they're not dependent on each other. Okay, Gemara. Chutur ha'achron ha'achron mutter the kulan asurin. Mantana, who's the one who holds that if you said lezeh lezeh, what's it called? That it's not one general thing. Omar Rava, Reb Shimoni. The Omar at Shiomer Shvuah lechol echad ve'echad. Reb Shimon says like this. The Gemara says, if a guy, let's see, Rashi says it. Reb Shimon, he Omar Rava, Masnisin, the Mashvi Chilek, Bein Hechad the Omar Kulchem, Lehechad the Omar Lezek Korban, Lezek Korban, Reb Shimoni. The only time you separate into separate things is where you say separate things. Shvua lo lezeh, shvua lo lezeh. But if you said shvua lo lezeh, velo lezeh, velo lezeh, it's all considered one thing. What's the case? Disnan mesecha shvuas. Hayu chamisha tovim oso. You have five people who were claiming money from a guy, and he denied all of them. Okay. Reb Shimon Omer la olameinu chayiv. He denied all of them, and then he made a shvua that he doesn't owe them anything. And then he admitted that he took a false shvua. So the halacha is you have to bring a korban shvua. A korban for making that false shvua. So now how many korbanos do you have to bring? So Reb Shimon says he's only chayiv for each one separately at shiomer lekol echad ve'echad shvua. Lo lecha, shvua lo lecha. He said to each one, shvua that I don't know you, shvua I don't know you, shvua I don't know you. So each one he said a separate shvua. Then he's chayiv five shvuas. V'nimtza b'kulam l'sheker. Aval omer shvua lo lecha v'lo lecha. But if he said one shvua, not to you, not to you, not to you, that's not separate. That's all one thing. So basically he took one shvua to five people. So he only has to bring one korban. V'eno chayiv ala achas. V'hochi nami mas nisen. Heched da omer kol nim she'ini nehenna l'kulchem v'huter b'echad huter b'kulam. When he said kulchem, so it's all one thing. And even if he said lezeh, even though they're totally in each other, but they're not one thing. They're still one thing. And therefore, what's it called? No, until you said each one separately, they're not one thing. If you said what's it called lezeh, then they're dependent on each other. That's a different story. Okay, let's go on. So our mission is of Shimon. Let's go. Konim yayin shani toim. Typically, Deinra, Lamaisa, he said, I'm not drinking wine because it's bad. And he says, oh, if you would have known that old wine is good, it doesn't have to be good, it doesn't have to be bad. Why not to say that it's good for your stomach? It's just not bad for your stomach. Because he made the nether totally in the fact that it was bad for your stomach. Right? Typically, Deinra, why does it have to be good? It would have been the same thing if he found out that wine is not bad for your stomach. But not only is it not bad, it's even good. So they said the Amos. The typically Dein Ra Amay Komahader Tana Dehecha De Omrulo VaHalom Mayushin Yofel Meayim DeLo Havi Neder DeMashma Dafki Yofel, only because it's good for your stomach. The Ilo Havi Lo Rav Lo Yofel, if it wouldn't be bad or good, then there'd still be a Neder Lo Huter. The typically Lo Havi Neder Deino Ra Vavle Neder Betos. He thought it was bad, right? It didn't have to be good; just has to be not bad. The old Yofik Tani Hachinami. Gabi Isha Zu, Lomipnesha Hi Ka'ura. The same thing that goes with the case of the Isha too. Not because Ka'ura Venasi Yofe, Acherkach, Oshachora Venasi Lavana, Elena Lavana Mikora. It's good to begin with. Go see him a second. Okay. The old Yofe, same thing. What's it called? The same halacha would apply to the case where she was, he said, because she's ugly, doesn't have to be not ugly, just has to be pretty, she has to be not ugly. Okay, konim botzel shanitoim shabotzel, typically dein ra, same thing over here. Why do you have to have that the kufri is good for your heart, right? It just doesn't have to be bad for your heart. Right? And tell me the other case also, that what's it called, that the case where she said she was ugly, and she's not ugly, she's pretty too. Okay. Okay. There is this. We don't have this, or we do have it. No, that's the next piece. Okay, next mission. Poskin lo adam bekovet atzmo bekovet bonav. Omrim lo, we give a Pesach that if you would have known that you're going to be mezalzel and you're covered by making these nedarim, would you have made the nether or the zilzel of your children? Omrim lo, what do we tell him? Ilu ha'isi yodea shalamachar omrim olecha kachi vesto shal ploni megarish is nasha v'albino, right? That you made a neder not to have hanof from your wife, you're going to have to divorce your wife. If you know people are going to say, ah, this guy is a guy divorces his wife, it's a terrible thing. So you're going to have people talking badly about you. Would you have made the neder? Right? Or albinosecha you omrim, they say about your children, but no scrucho say, oh, these are kids from a broken family. Marosa iman shalelu is garish. How can their mother got divorced? Must something wrong with her? So then they like daughter like mother. Well, Omar ilu haisi odeh shekain lo haisi noder harizem muter. That's a good Pesach. If he said yes, I would have thought about that. I never would have made the nether. That's good Pesach of Harata. Konim shani no seis plonis keura. I'm not going to marry that woman because she's ugly. Vari noa. And the mice is not true. She was pretty. Shchora vahari levona. I thought she's black and she's really white. Kot ksora vahari aruka. I thought she was short, but she's really tall. Mutter ba lo mipnei shehi keura v'nasa noa. Not because she, what's it called, became pretty. She taka was ugly, but she woke up one morning or she used some kind of thing and made the pretty cream and she looked, what's it called, now she looks pretty. That's nolad. That wouldn't be okay. Shchor of anasis levona, ktsor of anasis aruka, elisha neder betos. The nether was a mistake to begin with. He thought she was ugly, short, and black. And she is white, tall, and pretty. Maisa bechad shenodar mibasachos, so hanoya. A guy they were bothering to marry his niece, and he said, I'll never marry this woman, right? Made a nether, he's not going to marry her. And Rabbi Shmuel brought her to his house and he made her pretty. Omer lo Bishmuel b'ni mizuna darta. He said, he brought her out. He says, this is the one that you didn't want to marry? Omer lo lav. No, that's not her. Vitiru and they were mater. Right, so we'll see in 1 second. It seems over here that she wasn't pretty to begin with and he made her pretty, which is a mice against what we said before, that if she wasn't pretty and became pretty, it's nolad. Rabbi Shmuel ba'osah bacha. What's it called? Hello, Vitur Rabbi Shmuel ba'osah shoa bacha Rabbi Shmuel va'amar benos Yisrael noosein. Benos Yisrael are really pretty. They're all basically pretty. Elisha nios ben avlosan, but poverty makes them look ugly, and therefore, if you fatten them up and give them to eat or whatever, their original beauty will come to the surface. When Rabbi Shmuel died, Jewish women were maspid him. The omros benos Yisrael are Rabbi Shmuel bekina, the chen who omr b'shol benos Yisrael are shol bekina, the mice bachina, right? Cry for shol, right? And the same thing over here, the women cried for Rabbi Shmuel because he was good to them. So mice is Rasi Rashi. He gave her cosmetics and he dressed her up nice and probably fed her nicely and she looked pretty then. Her beauty came out. Gemara says, Maisa Lister, that Maisa Estira, because we said that if she wasn't pretty to begin with, you had to make her pretty, that's Nolad. Chsure Mechser, Vachitoni. Really, you should read the Mishnah the following way. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Afilu Kura Venasis Noa Shchor Venas Levona Kotsa Venas Arucha Maisa Bechet Shenodim Vasachosa Vichnisu Beis Rabbi Shmuel Vipua. Now Rabbi Shmuel argues and he holds that even if she became pretty, that's still not Nolad. One of two reasons: either because, like we said, many Rishonim learned that a usual Nolad, you can make take a girl, right, if you put enough money into her, you can make her look pretty, right, or the idea is that she was pretty underneath all of that. It's just that the poverty made her look not good. So if you take away that poverty, her original beauty will shine out. So it's not Nolad. It's not something new. It was there to begin with. It just had to be uncovered. Rashi. Maisa lister, dereshik tonim hoyen noa mikora havi neder, betos. Avalim nasen noa yede kishut kigon hachter of Yishmael havi le Nolad. They ain't poschim ben Nolad. That even if she wasn't pretty to begin with, but you made her look pretty. Not because he holds it Nolad is okay, because he holds it this is not Nolad, either because it's Shriach, can do this, or because you're only uncovering what was there to begin with.
Black is black. Everybody can say, This is short, long, tall.
But
beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. One person
could
be beautiful, the other person
is not. So true. It's
something on him.
True, but what he thought was, she's ugly to me. Rabbi Shmuel showed her, even to him, she's pretty. Okay. Right. right? The entry is pretty. Even though lechora there are certain people that are ugly. No. Nobody's ugly.
No, because the member which kind of was it that the Roman lady said you're ugly, Rabbi Yeshua, I think.
Right, right.
He says, go talk to my maker.
Right.
Rabbi Akiva was Korcha.
What?
Rabbi Akiva was
Korcha. What? Rashi says, yeah.